So welcome back to Quartercast. I'm here with Dreambush. How are you, ladies?
Great. How
good.
Are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Thanks for making the time. So I always start this off by getting people used to your voices. So if we can just go down the line and like say your name and what you play, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Emily. I play mainly bass and sing backup and also sometimes lead.
I'm Shanti. I play drums.
I'm Morgan. I play mainly guitar and I sing lead and also backups sometimes.
Cool. So let's get some background going. That's a good place to start. How did you all meet and when did the band start? Oh, is there a good story with this? I'm excited.
Yeah, we just all met on the internet. Hey,
no, there's some good bands to start that way.
Yeah, well, Emily introduced herself to me on Reddit. What, like 4 or 5 years ago?
I think it's longer now. I think it's probably like 6 or 7 years
ago. Yeah, maybe like 6 years ago. On a subreddit for lesbians, in a chat room for that subreddit. and so we met then, and then...
Was this specific to Baltimore, or did you just happen to both be in Baltimore?
No, it wasn't specific to Baltimore. I think in my username I had, like, an allusion to Baltimore. And then Shanti and I met, because we're... girlfriends, and we met on OkCupid.
So technically still the internet, yeah, but internet. Yeah. Did you meet like through music, or did that come later, like after you were a couple?
Later.
That came later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when did we? How old is the band? Is it like
four years?
4 years old now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had never played in a band before, and I'd actually never played drums before, but Emily and Morgan invited me to play with them.
Nice. Were you nervous about that, Shanti? Or were you just like, yeah, let's do this?
Yeah, I was definitely nervous. But also, like, I think they introduced it to me really casually, so it didn't really, you know, matter if I was good at it or not. So it was just fun to play.
Mm-hmm. It's an important lesson. It doesn't, yes. You know, don't get stressed out about your skill level.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, like, about having
And so, now Shanti is a great drummer.
Yeah, it's true.
So the other two, had you been playing music a while, or were you all pretty new to it too?
Maureen and I both been playing music like a long time, you know. Mm-hmm. Very much band and orchestra geeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
I started playing guitar in fifth grade. I started playing cello in third grade, and then bass I kind of played whenever anybody else wouldn't play bass.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That seems to be the way. Do you keep up with cello?
Oh, no, not really. Like, I'll play sometimes, but mostly not.
I'm, like, obsessed with strings, and I'm kind of mad at myself that I never learned it. But, you know, it's something. It's always time in the future.
Totally.
I've been playing guitar probably almost the same amount of time since I was in, like, sixth grade. And I was in, like, band in high school and college where I played trombone. And I played bass when people didn't want to.
So this is a little personal, but you said I could ask anything, so talk to me about you gave me the green light, so talk to me about like playing with someone you're in a relationship with. I don't know who wants to take that question, but because that's always interesting to me.
Yeah, Emily, you want to take that question?
Shanti and Morgan have a beautiful working relationship and a beautiful romantic relationship.
That's so nice of you to say.
Role models, honestly, in the romance realm.
Oh my god.
Thank you so much.
That's inspiring. That. So we're not Fleetwood Mac-ing it or anything.
No, I was just going to say, it's not really a Fleetwood Mac situation. You know, so that's good. How do you feel about it?
I think it's really nice to be able to, like, collaborate artistically with someone you're dating. I think it can be really hard. I think, like, any kind of, a friendship or a professional relationship or a romantic relationship, it's, like, so hard just in general to collaborate, especially, like, creatively, where, like, your personal creative stuff coming through. It's, like, hard to trust people. But, yeah, so I feel really lucky that Morgan and I can do that. And, yeah, I think that we have, like, grown our relationship and both grown musically, which is really cool.
I agree.
It's great. So you brought up trust. Do you think you would have just jumped in on drums if this relationship didn't exist, or did that help you feel more comfortable to do that, to learn drums?
Definitely helped me feel more comfortable, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have felt comfortable doing it if it wasn't with people I was close to, including yeah. Emily, like, as a friend, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So you all have known each other for a while then?
I mean, I met Emily through Morgan, mm-hmm. So it must have been about 5 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, and your first recordings came out a little while ago too, right? So you have some material under your belt, some stuff under your belt. We always drop in a song to play to get people to kind of like hear you and understand what the band's about. I should have asked this before we started, but is there a particular song from your old recordings that you wouldn't mind having me drop in?
I mean, I think like Pamela? I think Pamela would be like a good place to start. I mean, the older recordings, while they are like, you know, where we started, and like we do play some songs still from that EP called Butch Magic. Mm-hmm. It's like a pretty rudimentary recording, not to like, you know, be like downplay any of the hard work that we all did to mm-hmm. to make it, but you know, as far as like production, we had pretty limited resources at that time, yeah. And you know, I just think we've grown a lot more as like a band, so I would say people could listen to Pamela, and then I don't know if you want to like send Kelsey like some we of could our do that new too. Songs too, mm-hmm. or a new song, mm-hmm. We could send one that cool. We've recorded and that Emily is working on mixing right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Could you send me that after we talk and I'll kind of like tack it up in the end? And yeah. then we can talk about Pamela a little bit right now, if, cool. if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Cool.
I know that graves, they aren't that deep.
So that was Pamela, and we do hear it's kind of a cool lo-fi thing, but we'll put in one of your newer songs at the end. But I just wanted to play something now to be able to talk about it. So tell me a little bit about the process of writing that song.
Well, I wrote that song, and it changed a lot. Yeah, I mean, that song, I kind of wrote it about, like, a lot of different things. I don't know, you might not have known this, and maybe I'm gonna, like, you know, blow some shit wide open here. But I wrote it after we had that fight where Louise was mad about us not washing the dog bowl. That was when I first started writing it.
I had no idea, no.
Yeah, I never said that. Oh.
I didn't know that either. I didn't even have that. I thought it was something else.
It's evolved into a couple different things. So I started writing it about Emily's ex, who was mad at us for not washing her dog's dog bowl after a weekend of watching her, because we didn't know, because I don't think either of us had ever given our dog wet food before. So I started writing it about that altercation, and then I started writing it, was at a point writing it about someone else whose name syllabically fit where I say Pamela,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say their name.
Sure, that's
they're, fine. Like, a really evil person.
Ooh.
And then I wrote it about a dear friend of ours named Pamela, who's beautiful and tall.
And not evil, I presume?
Not evil. Yeah. So nice and very funny. So that's, how that evolved.
Yeah, so that's interesting. That's, like, a lot of different, like, emotions and different ways you feel about each of the characters. So how did that come together? Does each verse have a different person in mind, or is it more like you revised it?
I kind of revised it, and I feel like that song, I mean, I felt like it really was able to, like, grow, like, for the first time with both of you guys, you know, as opposed to a song that I completely wrote, like, alone. You know, I think, like, you guys contribute a lot of, like, vocal idea, like, vocal melody and harmony ideas, mm-hmm. and just, like, it grew more than a song I had written before, like, collaboratively, which was, like, a really cool experience.
Yeah, it's definitely been cool over time to, you know, I think I used to feel a lot of pressure just with every other project I've ever done to come with something that was really finished and really, like, I had everything worked out, because I was just scared of bringing it and, you know, feeling embarrassed, or also just, you know, not feeling like there was a lot of creative exchange. And I feel like, you know, this is the first really collaborative band I've been in, and it's really fun. I feel like we really, whenever I bring a song to the band, it is always, like, a huge, like, it sounds totally different than I had in my mind originally, and it's always really fun to hear how it turns out.
Me too.
Which is not about Pamela, but... Because I didn't write that one.
I'm like, remembering that correctly, right? Like, are there parts of that song?
Yeah, you wrote that
one. Okay, cool. I just don't want to, you know, take all the credit or something.
Well, it's a collaborative effort, it sounds like. So like everybody gets some of the credit.
Yeah,
so is that kind of, so do you guys, like, does someone bring, like, bits and pieces and then you all work on it together? Is that what you mean by collaborative or?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's usually, like, a full shell of a song is written But the feel and other parts and, you know, additional harmonization and like it's the same like physical structure of the song, but it sounds totally different once everybody's added their parts. And it might be a different tempo, it might be different harmonically even, because we understand the song differently.
Yeah, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is kind of like you'll work on something by yourself, but then you each will add your flavor to it. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And specifically that song, can we talk about the music aspect? Because I really like the guitar licks and the kind of the melodies there. So where did that come from? How did that get built?
I think the first beginning riff kind of came to me because I was listening to a lot of Sleater-Kinney.
Kind of seem like the chilled out Sleater-Kinney like more thing.
Yeah, but the chord progression and the melody I think are like pretty inspired by Just What I Needed by the Cars.
No way.
It's like pretty corny, but I like, when I was like learning guitar, I really liked the Cars a lot, and I, you know, I'm like often like I'm thinking about like their like sound sonically, and also like I was like really influenced by a lot of the bands that like Rick Ocasek worked with.
R.I.P. forever.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I think I drew from.
Yeah. When I heard it, I heard Heavenly basically.
Oh yeah, you did.
So that was kind of, you know, like I had like Attagirl by Heavenly in mind when I mixed it. And also when I did the, you know, the bass, but yeah.
So do you guys have like pretty disparate influences that you're bringing together, or are you more like on the same page, or?
I think we all have pretty similar tastes. Mm-hmm. I think Shanti and I are kind of more into like, maybe not more, but like, mm-hmm. I feel like we both really like corny classic rock. But I think we all have pretty similar tastes, right?
Yeah, I think we all like kind of listen to a lot of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the biggest ones for you guys? I mean, you mentioned the Cars, but I'm sure there's others.
Well, like, definitely, like, Weezer. I know it's mm-hmm. like, you know, I don't really like Rivers Cuomo as a person or something, but, you know, that's where I, like, look towards for, like, a lot of different, like, riff ideas and... like as a like really like big tone inspiration that mm-hmm. was like something that I can remember having like a really like profound impression on me.
Yeah. His guitar on the albums they did with Rick Ocasek is like insane. Amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like so good, and it feels like really like physical and like palpable. I don't know. You guys can talk.
yeah, I guess you know, when I was like, you know, like in middle school, I listened to like, you know, like a lot of Taking Back Sunday. I think that I like pop punk aspects for sure, and I also have listened to a lot of Twee as well. In the same vein as Sleater-Kinney, but like Helium, like Mary Timony. And you'll pass on this question?
I guess I can. I'm always like self-conscious talking about music, but
you shouldn't be.
I don't need to be. So. I guess like I've been listening to more like indie or like rock music that like Morgan and Emily introduced me to. I really like Shannon and the Clams. I listen to a lot of like neo soul also.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. You don't sing, though. You're not adding harmonies. Because I was going to ask, like, there's a lot of cool harmonies in that. But, you know, if you're busy on the drums, that's kind of...
Yeah, I don't really sing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I understand that you're working on a new record, which is super exciting. You've recorded some of it. So what's going on with that? And give us, like, can you tell me, like, where you are with the process? You have some tracks down now? Or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have everything recorded.
Oh, you do? Cool.
Yeah, we did that all in a day in July, at the end of July. And now it's just me and Morgan and Shanti mixing it. And we're hoping to release it sometime in December. I don't know, I'm like extremely excited. Like, it feels great to, you know, also listen over time and hear how much like we have gotten better, and also like to hear it recorded with like, you know, nice gear. Sounds really cool. And I'm just like gonna be very happy to have this for the remainder of my life.
Nice. That's very exciting. Because the earlier ones, that was like from 2013 or something, or no?
We had the Butch Magic tape was done in the summer of 2016.
Oh, 2016.
And then Pamela was done in the summer of 2018 and finally released like at the very end of 2018. We did that on a band retreat, and that was nice. Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah. We vision boarded, and that brought us to.
Oh, what was on the vision board? I have to know.
I don't remember.
Definitely the almond milk. Like, man. he's got, like, almond for a hay. He's got some hands. Very nice.
Have you...
Reba McEntire, I
think. Reba McEntire. Nice. Have you had almond milk come into your life after putting it on the vision board?
Oh, it comes in and out, you know?
I don't really like almond milk.
No, I think it's one of my least favorite nut milks. Yeah. It's a race to the bottom there.
I put some... earplugs.
Oh, yeah, nice, yeah. Nice. That's important. I hope you've gotten those by now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So we talked about this a little bit before you started recording, but so where did you record it? Who did you record it with? And how did it go?
We recorded this recording with Don Godwin at Tonal Park Records in Tacoma Park. It was really fun. And he's just like a really good and like supportive engineer, which like feels pretty rare to work with, especially for a man. But I think we all really enjoyed working with him. Mm-hmm. He was like really encouraging and had like really good feedback and, yeah.
First man to ever compliment Morgan's guitar playing.
Wow.
It's true. Besides, like, my dad. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is not some dudes compliment a lot for the ladies. Not too often.
No.
But I wanted to say, though, actually, if we can, because I really like your guitar playing, and I particularly like your guitar tone. I've seen you guys play live once, but can you run through, just to let me nerd out, your guitar and your gear? Like, do you play a Jaguar? Is that what it is?
No, it's a Fender Duo Sonic.
Oh, you play a Duo Sonic. Yeah. No, gotcha.
Yeah, I just got that, like, this year with Emily. Yeah, I love that guitar. It sounds amazing. It's the HS. HS.
This one with the coil tap, right?
It's got two pickups. Yeah, it's got the push-pull thing. And then I have on my board. I've got an MXR analog chorus. I use Emily's Soul Food by Electro Harmonics, and I have a little muff pie.
Oh, those are pretty good.
Also,
yeah,
Electra. That's what it's called.
Oh, big muff pie.
whatever the fuck it's called. It's like not the big one. It's like the little one.
Big muff.
Maybe it is called the little big muff.
I don't know.
It's fucking or so silly. But also by Electra Harmonics.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask about that. So with the recording, like, was there was a little bit of studio magic you got to experiment with, I understand? It's like some reverb and things of that nature?
Yeah, Morgan, recorded, like, we after we did the whole day, like, the very, like, last hour, Morgan just, like, went through and did an additional guitar track on every track, and they came out so good, and she like didn't practice or write anything in advance, but it came out really, really good.
Nice.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was a lot of feedback.
Hey, sometimes that pulls it all together.
It really does.
Sounds good.
doesn't get.
Yeah, that was like my first experience recording, and like, so I didn't really have like a picture in my head of like how long it might take, you know, but it still was like really fun, even though it was like a really long day. It was so exciting and fun to do, and yeah, Dawn was really good to work with.
We made egg salad sandwiches.
They're so good. Awesome.
They were really good.
So did you make them in the studio or take them to the studio?
We came with a lunch bag.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, I made egg salad like the day before, and then we brought all the ingredients and
assembled them
in the studio. Including Dawn.
Yeah. Oh, good. You gotta give the engineer some.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It was nice to have lunch with him.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Oh, were you surprised at how long things took in the studio since you never...
I mean, I shouldn't. I, like, sort of, but I shouldn't have been because, like, I am, like, a visual artist, and so, like, there's other things. Like, when we did, we screen printed t-shirts for Dreambush, and, like, I was trying to explain to Morgan, like, how long that was going to take, and I don't think she really believed me until we were in there. But obviously, this would be, like, the same exact kind of situation where it's, like, it's extremely technical and takes so long to like set everything up that it just takes hours and hours and hours. There's so many steps. Like
8 hours for 20 t-shirts.
That was heinous. So
Yeah, dude, that's yeah.
I've never screen printed. I had no idea. Now I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of different steps in the process.
There was a lot of trial and error. Yeah. Also.
For sure. It's always a big day. With music, too. With music, there's always trial and error, too. Years, so.
But that was really fun. The t-shirts came out really good. Mm. I love those.
So apart from the breaking bread, breaking egg salad sandwiches together, do you have any fun studio memories or like interesting things that happened that might be worth sharing?
This is a beautiful studio. It was so fun to use that drum kit.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we shredded and it was historic.
Yes, yeah. I would agree.
Is that the name of it? You're gonna call it
Shredded and it was history.
It's been taken.
But no, the name, I don't know for.
Are we?
I don't know. Whatever. If you guys want to share it, we can. I was keeping it private, but I don't care.
We can leave it a secret if you like.
Might,
I don't need to. Okay.
I'm gonna make a split decision. I'll feel any good will come.
Sure. We won't hold you to anything. So then, is this like a full album we're talking about? I didn't even ask that.
Well, it's six songs. Which okay. I guess is like an EP. A full album, debatably an EP.
Yeah.
It's like right on that line, right?
Oh, yeah. It's totally the line. yeah. It's six songs, and probably it's about, you know, somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes.
Cool. And is it kind of a departure from what you've been doing, or in any way? Or?
I mean, what do you think? There's, like, some songs that we are... One song that we're re-recording?
Yeah, there's one song we're re-recording. And, you know, I do think it sounds, like, a lot different.
Yeah, it just sounds more developed, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. It's hard to say. Yeah. It sounds different to me, but...
I haven't listened to our tape in a long time, to be honest. So, I would have to... I want to re-listen.
It does sound very different. I guess I was just thinking, like... Is our style, like, that different? And I don't know if I think it's that different or not.
I don't know. It's not for us to say.
You be the judge. cool. And when are you expecting to have it out for people?
Sometime in December, I think.
Cool. By the time this goes out, that'll be pretty close to December, I think. So that's perfect. Yeah. And the best way to find out, are you going to put it on like Bandcamp, Spotify, that whole thing?
Or, yeah, probably both.
And all of them?
Yeah, and then, you know, probably be selling tapes or something similar.
Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. I did think of some more questions I wanted to ask, just like the bigger picture of like being a band. Well, before we move on to that, is there anything else you'd like to talk about specifically related to the Top Secret EP album project?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be good. It sounds like it's going to be like, you know, lovely, lovingly developed and good. So, okay. So taking it back kind of to the bigger picture, So apart from, like, knowing each other, apart from, like, being in friend relationships, being in relationships, what kind of drew you three together as a band? Like, when did you get the sense that that would work? Or, like...
You guys just asked me if I wanted to do that with you, right?
I don't even remember.
But I think that was what happened. And I was apprehensive at first, and...
Were you really?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, every, like, new commitment is, like, very stressful. but the more time has gone on, the more I have loved it, like, you know, like, and it continues to become better and better, which has never happened for me before in a band. I feel like I'm just, like, sick of a band after a year or something.
Yeah, definitely.
But this is different. It's amazing to be able to revisit songs and keep rewriting them, and that's cool.
Are you able to point a finger on why it's different? Like, what's different about this setup than some of the other ones?
Mainly probably no men.
Yeah,
and I would say, like, our working styles, too, and, mm-hmm. like, the way, what we place value on, like, in the practice, because I feel like we're, I don't know, in general, like, not trying to rush things or not trying to be overly goal-oriented, mm-hmm. because that can just, like, add stress, and just trying to, like... you know, work out what we can do and trust that we're going to bring something good together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Was there anything you wanted to add to that, too? I wasn't sure.
I think you have kind of covered it.
Yeah.
None of us, like, have, like, a crazy ego, either.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. And what's nice is I feel like, I think this goes more along the no men line, but everybody is, like, really good at listening. Like, I feel like in other groups that I've played in, like, it doesn't matter what the hell I do. Everybody's just on their own plane doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody really cares what anybody else is playing. And but like in this band, like I feel like if I change the tempo, if I change the dynamics, like everybody else responds, and I can respond to everybody else doing that too, which is great.
Yeah, that's so important, having that back and forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this is like a female band. This is like a queer band. So can you talk to me about like, and I don't want to like, because I hate when people do this because I'm in an all-woman band. So I don't want to, like, say that you have a message if you don't. But I'll just put it this way. Like, do you feel like being in that sort of band has any sort of significance to you all, either personally or even, like, socially? If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty significant in both of those ways. I mean, personally, like... I've only been in bands where men were involved before this, and they were not super rewarding experiences, and it didn't, you know, I felt like kind of what you said, Emily, that, like, people weren't listening, and that, like, there wasn't, like, a lot of growth that could happen there, collaboratively, and then socially, I mean, that's, like, something we struggle with a lot, like, it's, you know, I think for me, at least, when I was in bands where men were involved before, like, it was, like, way easier to get, like, booked for shows, and it was way easier for people to care or mm-hmm. to, like, remember us or, like...
To think that you're good at guitar.
To think that I'm good at guitar or anything. Yeah. Like, which, you know, it's, like, pretty, like, demoralizing to, like, experience that. But I also know that, like, you know, I don't, you know, it's bullshit that, like, my proximity to men is gonna, like, influence my success. So if that's, like, what it takes, then it's not worth it.
Yeah.
For me. And I think for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you two have anything you wanted to add on that front or...
I'll keep thinking. Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know, I feel like, not, you know, like, Shanti and Morgan are also my best friends, and I feel like, you know, playing music with them and, like, also performing that music for people can, you know, is a way for, to give, you know, other women that might be having trouble connecting with their sexuality or their, just, like, living a gay life or whatever, which is different than... You know, just, I don't know, but, like, you know, to give a window into that via our love for each other and our, you know, our collaboration that is, like, on a deep level. So I do feel like it absolutely plays a role, and is something that, you know, I like being able to share in that way.
Yeah, I will say that when I did see you guys play live, you can tell that you all are very friends, or, you know, or more.
friends and lovers.
but it is, it's such a beautiful thing to see, because, like, you know, you see because you know, you see some bands that, like, don't really look like they're having fun, and it's like, at our level, it's like, why are you still doing that?
Yeah,
those bands. Yeah, right.
And people can tell.
Yeah. 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 I'm sorry. I know I wasn't trying to derail it. Didn't, if you want to.
No, I mean, yeah, I think being in, like, a lesbian band is, like, it's like, for me, I don't know if I don't think I would have, like, felt safe, like, starting to play music in, like, a different kind of relationship. And, yeah, it feels like it, like, you know, yeah, I like what you said, Emily, because I think a lot of people feel like it is impossible to have an all-woman band, or to have, like, a lesbian band, or collaboration artistically or whatever. Yeah, it's fun to, like, do what I love and be myself and show people that is something that can be done.
And have you gotten, like, some audience feedback, like, people excited about seeing that kind of band where, you know, that might not be the majority?
I don't know. I think yes. Yeah. I mean, so I don't know that people would necessarily put it that way.
Right. Yeah.
They don't want to be rude, which is great.
Yeah. But, saying it like, coming up to you after you're done playing and saying it like that probably would be a little shitty.
But I do think, yeah, people, like, it's, yeah, I can think of certain people who've responded to us with enthusiasm in a way that feels really good and personal. And, like, yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's good to see. That's good to see. And so, do you have live performances coming up through the rest of the year? We might want to plug them. If...
Well, our next performance is actually going to be with some of our friends. Ginger Witch is having their album release show on November 1st, and we're playing with Woodfur as well.
Oh, those I know. They've been on. Yeah.
Podcast. They're great. They're so good. So that's our next show. It's November 1st at the Crown on the first floor.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I'll actually be playing drums in Ginger Witch for that show.
Oh, fun. Yeah. That's cool. Is that like a permanent thing, or are you kind of filling in? Or
it's not a permanent thing. They asked me if I wanted to do it for this show, and that was really cool. And it's been really, really fun to play with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. I'm trying to think, is there anything else we should cover? Because I kind of covered all the main points I wanted to hit, but I don't know if there's anything else that, any fun stories or anything we're sharing.
You're not going to ask us where our band name came from?
Well, I am failing at my, not job duties here. So Dreambush. So Dreambush is quite a name. Where's that from?
I came up with it. It's about Morgan's beautiful bush.
Oh, she's blushing.
For listeners who can't see.
It's true, I'm very hairy. So.
She's blushing and playing with her hair.
Yeah.
It's true. Oh, no. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Have you had a lot of people, like, asking about that or joking about that? Or...
I would say most people are just taken aback and don't say anything.
I wonder if people think it's about, like, the, you know, the Bush family.
Oh.
Maybe it's, like, a political conflict.
Yeah, probably, or maybe, like, about, you know, about the Torah.
Yeah. Oh, is that a reference to Torah?
Bush.
Oh, the burning bush. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Could be that Kate Bush. Could be anything else. I don't know. But we haven't had a chance to say it that much. But
well, now everybody knows.
Yeah. Wow,
I know
proud.
Where it came from. Yeah.
I wear it proud.
Yes, well, you do.
Actually, that does, because some of your songs are pretty, like, not ugh, God, I'm stumbling over my words because I don't want to say it in a negative way. But yeah, some of your songs are very like open, let's say, about
lewd.
Yeah, that's the word. That's the word. Some of the songs are kind of lewd. So
I thought you were going to comment on all of the references to Judaism that we make.
Oh, I've missed them. My shik's ass was missing those, I guess. But so I guess is that lyrical content just like an extension of who you are, or is that like just is it a point you're trying to make, or is it just?
I guess I'm like kind of lewd.
I would say yeah.
Yeah, I mean I don't know. Like, well, I think some of more of our newer stuff is less lewd than I like used to be. But yeah, I mean I think I was like, I don't know, just trying to like shock a lot of men.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was wondering, is if it was like coming from that kind of place or just.
Yeah, I mean, when I wrote some of the lyrics that are more lewd, yes, that's where it was coming from. I think now that I, you know, would rather just not interact with any men at all. Maybe I'm a little less lewd lyrically.
What do you think?
Have you become less lewd?
Lyrically.
Just lyrically.
Say all three words. I don't know.
I guess, like, I feel like, because I'm a visual artist also, and a lot of my art is, like, also, like, explicit.
Shandi's an amazing visual artist.
That's true.
Thank you. And so I feel like, for me, it is, like, an extension of myself or whatever, or just like, yeah, I think I don't know, I think our songs are about like honest like emotions in our lives and like are pretty like open about that, and I think it's like kind of that. It's for me it's that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's like an extension of being present in our bodies and in our romantic lives.
Wow.
I don't know, that's
well
kind
said
of,
well said.
And I don't know, like I don't really think it is that common for women to acknowledge the existence of sex in the music that they sing or make.
Unless it's like for men, because there's a lot of that.
Yeah,
but
I should say less.
So your visual art, tell me a little bit about that, and I'm wondering how that links up with the music, but like, so what kind of stuff do you make?
I draw and I paint. I like to do watercolors a lot, and I also do like ink drawings. I made the cover for the Butch Magic tape.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's cool looking.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's always been like what I have like mostly done, I guess, although like I did take like music lessons as a child. I didn't really pursue that until Dream Bush again. So yeah, my visual art is like really important to me. I love it. That was what I studied in school also.
So apart from making the cover, how do you see connections and parallels between drumming and making, you know, visual art?
I think it is, they're both kind of like rhythmic and you have to control your breathing, actually. So I think it makes it kind of meditative.
I never even would have thought about that, like the physical aspect of like, you need to focus and control your breathing. That's interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, so I always kind of wrap things up with asking the same question, but so we covered the name now. Is there anything else that we might be missing?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So I'll ask, I might have to modify it since this is your first band, Shandi, but okay. So what I like to ask is what advice you would have for someone that's like just starting a band or new in a band. So we'll just go with that and see what kind of answers you can come up with. So
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm looking for a lot of advice right now. I guess I would just say like it's like most important to just focus on like having fun and being nice and, you know, like if those things aren't present, like in your music making or art making or whatever, then like move on and do something different, like do a different music or art project, because I think a lot of people waste a lot of time in projects where they're not happy, and just because they're like more successful in conventional ways. So
nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say similar, and like, you know, you should be working with people who respect you and who you respect, and where there's like a mutual exchange where you can learn from each other and like, you know, feel like positive and energized by the collaboration. Or yeah, move on.
Oh, do I have to answer too?
If you, I mean, you don't have to have to, but
like I agree and already covered what I would say.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So if keep you're not shorter. Having fun,
oh yeah, short songs. Right. Sorry, yes. A song should not be longer than 2 minutes and 30 seconds, unless there's a really good song.
I agree with that. Even though I'm guilty of writing some that are longer,
your songs are amazing. And there is a reason, and it's because they're so good.
Thank you.
We definitely have
some that are longer than that.
And there's a good reason.
And there's a good reason.
Need to make a PowerPoint.
I have something to say.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see my master's degree.
Oh, man. All right. Well, it was really fun talking to you, and I'm so excited for the new music. And hopefully, we will be able to drop in a track for people by the end of this, by the time this goes up. And yeah, thanks so much, and good luck getting it out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks.